Okay, I just want to give a little introduction to really a whole new topic in Zvachim that we did not really discuss at all. We didn't really approach it at all. It's, you know, you saw the heading of today's shiur, it was kind of scary. It's like the hardcore pigul linyan, alulo yeldu, mashal mishilas are. What's going on? We didn't really touch it at all. So I'd like to, you know, get into it a little bit with this following sugya. The Mishnah says in Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Eilu dvarim she'ein chayavim aleihem mishum pigul. These things, you're not chayav pigul. In other words, ein chayavim aleihem koreis b'achiloson mishum pigul. Which means, if you eat it, you're not chayav pigul, you're not chayav koreis. What is it? Hakoymitz. The koymitz, the kemitzah of the mincha. What does that mean, says Rashi? Im komatz lechol shirayim lemachar. If you made a kemitzah in order to eat the rest of the mincha tomorrow. So again, kmitza is a form of a shchita, right? It's a form of Seth, what is kmitza? Kmitza shchita? Yes, yeah, shchita. And there's also zrika, by burning. No, burning the kmitza is considered like a zrika. But it's a form of shchita, so it's one of the avoidas. Kmitza is one of the avoidas. Kamat lechol shirayim lemachor, in order to eat the rest of the mincha tomorrow, v'nis paglo ha-mincha. Then the kav mincha becomes pigul. So eino eicheles hakomitz bekores. If you go ahead and eat that kaimitz, you're not chayv kores. Why? She'ena pigul chal el al dovo sheyesh le matirim achirim. Because pigul is only on something which has other matirim. In other words, which other things are matir that. For example, emurim, basar, the zrika, the dam, is matir the basar, is matir de murim. The basar and de murim is called dovar hanitar. It was being matir by something else. So the chiyuf, kores, and pigul is if you eat the basar, which is dovar hanitar. Va'akoymeitz, ein acher matiroi, nothing else is matir the koymeitz. Ki hu matir semincha, v'chein levoyne v'chein kulam. One of the things the Mishnah says, the dam. If a person eats dam of a carbon, which is pigul, same idea. The dam is the matir. It's not being nitar. Nobody's matir the dam. And therefore, the concept of pigul does not apply. At least the concept of eating it and chayef koris does not apply on dover hamatir if it's not a dover hanitar. That's what the Mishnah says. Eilid vorm she'ein chivam leim shum pigul, akoymes, akhtoros alav akhtoris, levoino, etc., etc., vadam, etc., etc. Says the Gemara. Next part. Oma Ula, if you go through this more carefully. Oma Ula says Ula. Koimetz pigul shehelu al gabe mizbeach. If you have a koimetz, this kemitza, which is pigul, the carbon is pigul, shehelu al gabe mizbeach, then you went and you burnt it, you put it on the mizbeach, and it started burning. So poka piguloi mimenu. Then it's no more pigul. It lost its status of pigul. In other words, if a person would eat that kaimetz, then you're not chayev kares. In other words, the fact that it goes on the mizbeach is poka pigulei mimenu. Its pigul gets taken away. It loses its status of pigul. What's the reason? Imacherim maybe lide pigul hu atzmoi loy kol shekein. If others can bring it to pigul, then this for sure. The Gemara said, "My kama, what does it mean? Ochi kama." This is what it means. Im einoi miskabel. If you're telling me that the haktara, the burning on the mizbeach, is not a real haktara, in other words, why? Because it's pigul. See, if you tell me because it's pigul, this kaimitz is pigul already, then the burning it is a meaningless haktara. That can be. Hech mevi achem lide pigul. You know, just like we find in such a concept by dam, that it's meratze lepiguloi, which means, even though you already had a machshavas pigul, the dam is considered a good zrika, vis-a-vis the pigul, that is considered karvu matirov. That means that the dam, the avoidus adam, the zrika which I do, let's say I shecht it, with the intention of eating the basar tomorrow. So the carbon is pigul. So halacha is, but you still have to finish all the avoidus, karvu kol matirov. So what do you have to do? You have to make a zrika sadam. And that's called a good zrika. What do you mean? How could it be called a good zrika? After all, the carbon is pigul already. The answer is, that's the chiddush, that you need Karvu Matirov, that means that all the other Avodas will be called an Avoda insofar to make a Pigul. Translate that by a Mincha, the same thing. If I make a Kmitza in order to eat the Shirayim, which is the Basar, the rest of the Mincha tomorrow, right? So that's Pigul. And now I take this Pigul, this Kmitza, and I burn it on the Mizbeach, so it's considered a good Haktara, like it would, Dam would be called a good Zrika, because you need a good Haktara in order to be considered Pigul. So once it's a good Haktara, so the halacha is once something goes on the Mizbeach, it's Poka Pigula Mimenu, it's a good Haktara, and it loses, that Kaimitz itself loses the status of Pigul. The rest of the carbon is still Pigul, the rest of the Mincha is still Pigul, but Amaula Kaimitz Pigul Shehelo Al Gabi Mizbeach, Poka Pigula Mimenu. What's the reason? Imachim Evelid Pigul Huatan Lakoshkein Maikom Achkoma. Im Eina Miskabel, Heich maybe acherim lidei pigul. Look in Rashi, Aleph. Im einem miskabel b'haktora heich maybe acherim lidei pigul. Hamak de koymes am nashu yichal shiraim lemocha heich mincha mispagelas im ein aktoros haktora. V'achikom u'atzmo leikoshkin shiskabel acherim miskabel ratz acherim lidei piguloi. In other words, since this burning of the kmitza is considered karbu kol matirov, it's considered meratzel ipiguloi, it's considered an avoida to be considered that all the rest of the carbon's jobs were done to it, so for sure it's called a good haktara, and if it's a good haktara on the Mizbeach, then the halach is, if something goes on the Mizbeach, then all the status that it had till now, all the psul status, goes away, and therefore, says Ula, if kaimet pigul shehelu al gab Mizbeach, poka piguloi mimenu. That is what the Gemara says.
Is it not analogous to a behemoth? Like an oiler, for instance?
If what happens?
Like the same way this...
Probably, yes. Same thing would happen. Yes. Another goes on the Mizbeach, the halacha pigul would fall away. Correct. Oma ula, that's a chiddush. Kaim pigul shehelo agam Mizbeach, poka piguloi mimenu. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Maiko Mashvalon, what is it telling me? Ide in chayov and alav mishum pigul. If you tell me that, by the way, if I eat this koimitz pigul that got burnt on Mizbeach, if I decided to eat it, I'm not chayef pigul, tinyona. We learned that already in the Mishnah. We just learned the Mishnah. Eilu dvom shen chivim malei mishu pigul, hakoimitz vakteres alvoina, uminchus kanim, etc. In other words, it's anyway not chayef pigul. Why? Because it's not a matir. Look in Rashi. Maika maslon beis. We know already, even without going on a Mizbeach, there's no chiyuv on the koimetz, the concept of pigul, because it's not a matir. So what does it come to tell me? What's Ula's chiddush? Koimetz pigul she'elo al gab Mizbeach, poka piguloi mimenu. That chiddush we know already. So the Gemara says, Elo the Tatalmi, Dim Olu Lo Yeldu. What is Dim Olu Lo Yeldu? Look in Rashi. Elo Lohochi Yahani Pkiyo, the Chivin Sha'olo Lo Yereit. In other words, it's considered enough of a Haktara that Koimet Pigul Shehelo Al Gabi Mizbeach, it's coming to tell me, Dim Olu, if it went on a Mizbeach, Lo Yereit, you don't have to take it off. In other words, it's considered a good Haktara. And poka pigula means, insofar, just like poka pigula, im olif, it goes up, lo yeret. Just like when it's on the Mizbeach, it gets burnt, it's a good haktara, it's not pigul anymore. Doesn't have to tell me the chiddush is not pigul. We know that already from the Mishnah, because it's anyway not a matir. That is, therefore, you're not chai pigul on that anyway. But what is it telling me? Yes. Im olif, lo yeret. If it goes on the Mizbeach, then it can continue being there, and it can be burnt throughout the night. Why? Because it's poka piguloi mimenu. Sigmar says, Tinyana, we learned that already. Halon v'hayyete v'hatame v'shenishchat chutzis manay v'chutzim koymoy. So one of them is nishchat chutzis manay v'chutzim koymoy. What does that mean? That's pigul. If you shecht something chutzis manay v'chutzim koymoy, im ala lo yeldu. So we know already the halacha that im ala lo yeret. If something is pigul, if it goes on Mizbeach, it gets burnt. Imala la yereit. So why is that a chiddush of Ula? So therefore he says, imala la yerdu, that we know already. Says the Gemara, no, ve'elo, dim yerdu yalu. comes to tell me the other chiddush, that even though something which goes in a mizbeach and is tomei, or something which goes in a mizbeach and is pigul, once it's on a mizbeach, the halach is imol ala yered, that's the halach in mizbeach mekadesh. Whole new perek, that something goes on a mizbeach, the mizbeach is mekadesh, it's called lachma shal mizbeach, it's called the mizbeach's food, and therefore no matter what, even if it's pasul, it's ala yered, there's also halacha that in yered, once it goes down, if it fell off, lo yale, you don't bring it up. So Gemara says, "Hana mitzanina." We know that. Kshem shemal lo yedu, kachim yedu lo yalu. Says Gemara, "Lo tzricha." This comes to me new halacha. Shemosh lo behen ha'oyr. In other words, that it got burnt. The fire took hold of. It wasn't just it went on in the mizbeach. This kaimet pigul, but the fire started burning this kaimet pigul. And the halacha is, and therefore it's coming to tell me that once it started burning it, then even if it fell down, it goes back up. Because it's paka pigula mimenu. That's the chiddush of ula. Ula's chiddush is the one something goes in mizbeach. This is not considered pigul anymore. So it comes to tell me that what do we know then? Once on the mizbeach, you don't take it off. No, it comes to tell me that if it falls off and it started burning already, you put it back on. Why? Because it's not pigul anymore. Paka pigula mimenu. That's why even mieved then yale. Says the Gemara. Honami amru ula chadazimnu. Ula said it also already. Damu ula. Later on the Gemara. When do I say that if it falls off, you don't put it back on? In loy mashle ben oil. Aber mashle ben oil, yalu. If it goes back, if a fire consumes it, it goes back up. So we know that chiddush also already. So what's the chiddush of ula? Poka piguloi. Says the Gemara, Maurutem, I would have thought, Hanimili, Eiver de Mechaber. Where do I say that in mashle ben oil, it started burning? Then even if yorat, it goes down, yale goes back up, that's by Eiver de Mechaber. That's if it's one piece of meat. It's all connected. So even though, look at Rashi, Eiver de Mechaber, ikleman omar, kibin de mashle oil, bemiksosoi, niklat kulay bigdusha. In other words, sons of fire burnt a little bit, the whole thing is considered kadosh, and therefore even if yered, it goes back up. Aval kaimet de mifras, but kaimetz, that's separate. In other words, a piece of kaimetz. In other words, part of it goes on. Part of it falls off. A kaimetz, I put it on. Part of it goes on. It burns only a little bit, and the rest falls down. So it's not even one piece. So I will kaimetz mipris emaloi. I would think in such a case, even if mashle ben oil im yarad lo yale, kamash malon, what's the chiddush of ula? Kamash malon, that no. That over here it's different. Why is it different over here? Because kaimet pigul shala or kaimet pigul kaimet pigul shehelo al gabin zbeach poka piguloi, that's a chiddush of ula. In other words, it's not pigul anymore, and it's not pigul anymore. There's no problem putting it back on the mizbeach. Says Rashi, aval kaimet mifras eimet b'may de mashlo b'kaimet mashlo idoch yidekoi koi. The other part is separate. Kamashlon the kulei kechad evedami is considered one thing. And more than that, why is it considered one thing? Because kaimet pigul shehelo gab mizbeach is poka pigulei mimenu, and therefore that's a chiddush of ula. Amar Rav Achai Hilchah. Therefore, hai kaimet pigul the palgei machit aara upalgei askei amarocha. This kaimet pigul that half of it falls on the ground and half of it stays on top of the fire, the pyre of the mizbeach. Umashle bayoir. It seems to be even beforehand. Even before the fire started, you took a kaimitz, you put part of it on, part of it fell already onto the ground. You can take the bottom part that fell on the ground, and it's all considered one thing. Why? Because that's a chiddush of ula. Ama ula, kaimitz pigul shehela gabimech, poka piguloi mimenu, that's a chiddush of ula. Now, that's what the Gemara tells us. So what do we have from this Gemara? Seth, what do we pull out of this Gemara? Funny Gemara, difficult Gemara, hard to even wrap my head around it. So the way the Karen Ari learns the Gemara, that both dinim, the chiddush of Ula says halacha, kaimetz pigul, a piece of kaimetz, that's pigul, that I put on a mizbeach, poka by pigulai. It lost its pigul status. Says Ula, well, to tell me that there's no pigul, we know that anyway, because no kaimitz has pigul, yechanachai pigul in it anyway. So what is the relevance to tell me that if part of it fell off, then you put the whole thing on. Correct? Now, what's the chiddush of ula? pashtus is because it lost its status of pigul. So therefore, the concept is that once it goes in the mizbeach, it has the kedusha of the mizbeach, and the whole thing, since it lost its status, the question is, in other words, do you need both? I can learn the chiddush of ula has nothing to do with the fact of koymet pigul shehelo al gabim mizbeach. Now, I can just tell me halacha that something which goes up on the mizbeach, if it goes up, then you don't take it off. And if it falls down, if bosh lebena oil, then what the halacha is, you put it back on. But for some reason, it has to do with the chiddush of ula, that ula says that, by the way, not just, I'm telling you halacha, that something gets burnt on the mizbeach, even though it's two separate parts, but nevertheless, it's considered one thing. So if it falls down, you put it back up. But for some reason, that's dependent on the fact that the first halacha of ula, that poka pigula mimenu, which means it lost the status of pigul. I don't have to learn like that. I can learn that ula's chiddush is just the second chiddush, which means that if I take something on a mizbeach, part of it falls off, lo yale, but ula says, mashla ben oil, that if the fire consumed it, then the whole thing goes back up. So what do I mean? We learned that halacha also, ready? No, the halacha is kaimet, it's considered all one thing. Why is that necessarily relevant to the fact that it loses its status of pigul? It's not really relevant, that halacha of ula, the first halacha that he says. Right? But for some reason, the Gemara puts it together. So the Keren Ur, number 3, actually says, the muchach v'shmaitzen, the chadinahu, this one halacha, ha de ula, this one halacha of ula, the poka ha pigul, the fact that the pigul is removed from it, im hada ma'ula, b'mashla or yalu. With the other halacha of ula, that once something gets consumed, part of it, then even if it falls off the mizbech, you put the whole thing back on. Kidepoch, v'amur chada zimna. So for some reason, the Gemara keeps the two together. Which means that precisely, in other words, why do I say that if something falls off the mizbeach, but it got consumed already, im yered, yale, you put it back up. What's the reason? By koimitz, why do I say that? I say that because it's aloch of ula, poka pigula imimenu, which means that once you put something in mizbeach, it's no more pigul. Well, if it's no more pigul, then obviously you put it back on the mizbeach. They seem to be connected, the fact that the Gemara puts them together, and that's the pashtus in the Gemara. Any questions on that? Move on? I barely understand it. Seth, you hear what I'm saying? Is it one halacha? Is it not one halacha? How do you learn this Gemara?
No, only a second.
What? Just in Mashla ben Oyev, then Yehudu Yalu. So what's that to do with Ula's halacha? Oma Ula, Kaimitz, Pigul, Shehel, Al Gab Mizbeach?
That's what he meant.
So why say Poka Piguloi? Doesn't mean that. Lav Dafka.
What does Pigul have to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because poka pigula means it doesn't have a shame pigul anymore. And if it doesn't have a shame pigul anymore, what's the relevance that it doesn't have a shame pigul? Not that I can eat it, because I can really eat it. Relevance of that pigul, well, if it falls off from his back, I put it back on. It's not pigul. Why can't I put it back on? It's not dover tameh, meaning the reason why you can't put something on his back, pigul, is because it's pigul. It doesn't belong on his back.
In the first place.
But if it's poka pigula mimenu, you can put it back on. So for some reason, he puts it together. Now you can learn, by the way, you can learn the Gemara and say, no, Ula made a statement, poka pigula menu. He didn't really mean to say poka pigula menu. He just meant to say poka pigula menu insofar that im yorad yale, because mashla ben ar. Once the fire consumed it, even if it falls down, you put it back up because it's all one thing. He doesn't really mean to say poka pigula menu. The Chaim brings a raya from the Gemara in Croesus. No. If you eat it, you're not, there never is. Anyway, you're not, because it's not a matir.
What's the relevance of having more pigul?
So you're right, the relevance is only that in yorad yale.
Why? If it didn't have a shame pigul, you would also bring your put it back.
Right, that's a chiddush.
So there's no significance whatsoever.
The what?
Pigul back at all. That's
okay. No, but maybe that.
There's
two ways to learn this Gemara. Either you can learn that it doesn't mean it has no pigul. It is pigul. You happen not to be chayiv karis when you eat it, but the fact why, if it falls off, you can put it back on, is because mashla ben oil, and it's all considered one thing. Nothing to do with the fact Poka Pigula Mimenu. Right? Reb Chaim shows from the what's name, from the Gemara Krisis, that this statement of Ula, of Poka Pigula Mimenu, is the reason, is a very big statement. The Gemara in Krisis talks about the fact that if a person, how is a person chayef, one second, let me show you, let me be clear. How is a person chayef four chatois with one achila? So Gemara says, if on Yom Kippurim you eat chalev, on Yom Kippur, of kachim, and a tomei, and is noisar. In other words, it's chalev, and it's kachim, so tomei she eats kachim is one iser, chalev is the second one, Yom Kippur is the third one, and it's noisar, so the fourth one. So Gemara says, that's how you chayef four chatois. So Gemara has a question, I can find a fifth chatos. What's the fifth chatos? It's not just noisar, it's pigul as well. It's a carbon that's not just noisar and tomei and chalev, but and Yom Kippur is also pigul. That's Gemara's question. Look at number two on the sheet. V'nisni hechatois, say chayef five chatos. V'nukma k'goin de'ochal k'zayis pigul b'chado. K'goin de'ochal k'zayis pigul. You ate k'zayis pigul as well. So Gemara says, b'chado behema k'mayri. B'shtei behemas loy k'mayri. V'noisar u'pigul b'chado behema loy mishkachas lo. The Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you have in the same animal both pigul and noisar? If something is pigul, that means that a meat is not permitted to be eaten. Anyway, because it's pigul. So it's not noisar. So if nothing is noisar, it means the meat is permitted to be eaten. It's not pigul. Pigul and noisar don't go together. So the Gemara's question is, look at the Gemara's question. Alom aloy. Why do you say it's not possible in the same animal? Mishkachas lo, I have a case. Going shehele evel pigul legabe mizbeach. You put up a piece of pigul on the mizbeach. That was your question. A piece of meat, pigul on the mizbeach. De poka pigulai minei. Vahavele noisau. Ukidama ula. Kaimit pigul shehele legabe mizbeach. Poka pigulai mimenu. Vahavele noisau. In other words, I made a carbon pigul. Right? Right? I have a carbon that's pigul. And then a piece of the carbon I put on the mizbeach. And once I put on his back, Ula says, no more pigul. So I eat that piece, I'm chayev noisar. I eat the rest of the animal, I'm chayev pigul. So I'm eating noisar, pigul, tomei, yem kippurim, chalef. I got all five in one shot. That's the most question. The most says, yeah, but we're talking about two separate pieces. You have to go with one piece. The most says, I got a case of one piece. What's the case of one piece? One piece, where half of it is on top of the Mizbeach, half of it is below the Mizbeach. The part on top of the Mizbeach is Noisav, the noble pigle. The one on the bottom is pigle, etc., etc. That's what Gemara is busy with. That's how it's relevant to our Gemara. But what do we see? That Ula's statement of Poka Pigule Mimenu is a true statement. Meaning, not just that Ola Layeret, it gets rid of the Issa Pigle insofar that Yom HaKippurim, if you eat it, you're not going to be chayef chatos on the pigul part, because no more pigul, because pigul came off, and you got noisar instead. So we see that Ula didn't just say, it's not pigul insofar that if it falls down, you put it back up. There's actually a halach of Ula, and that's Ula's statement, poka pigulai mimenu. So if that's the case, says Reb Chaim, so it makes sense to learn the Gemara, that's all part of Ula's halacha. Ula's telling me that, by the way, if I have a piece of kaimitz, that pigul, and I put it on the mizbeach, so it's paka pigulei mimenu, it falls, same pigul falls off, and because of that, even though technically, masla ben ha'ar, once a fire starts, even if it falls down, it goes back up, but that's only by one piece, but not by two separate pieces. That's the way the Chaim learns the Sugmara over here. Says the Chaim, if you're learning me, look what he says, by the way, if you look in the number 7a, by the way, you can just see it over here. 7, start with number 7. Maybe it's easier like that. The Easter bequeaths that you dalad on Aleph, that Nansham, Yesh Oichel Achila Aches, Vichayoven Alea Dalat Chatois, Vosham Echot, Tomesh Ochal Chelev, Vahayanoisam in the Mugdoshim Vyemikipurim, Vigmosham Venisne Hechatois, Venukmukain the Ochal Kazai Spiegel. So Gemara says, "B'chad behem k'mayri, b'shtei behem is loy k'mayri. B'noyt the pigul b'chad behem loy mishkachas lo. Alam loy mishkachas lo. Koyin shehela eva pigul gab mizbeach the pocket pigulim minay vavil enoy. So k'no mul koyin mizpigul shehela gab mizbeach pocket pigulim minay vavil enoy. So be'erek k'mayri b'shtei behem k'mayri b'noyt the pigul b'chad behem loy mishkachas lo. Harei, that's the Gemara we just did. The hach dina du ula letarti nemar. This halach of ula is two concepts. Bein le'inyan shem yerdu yalu. Number one, the main thing is that if part of the kaimetz falls on the ground, yalu. If it's mashle ben or, it's yalu. That's halacha v'ula. Uvein le'inyan, the less bei isa pigul b'achilosoi. V'travayu chadinelu. The chiv and the poka piguloi al kein le mechayev al chilosoi. Therefore, you're not chayev on eating it. V'im yerdu yalu. It all starts with poka piguloi. That's what the Gemara seems to learn. That's where the Karen Aralim seems to learn. In other words, it's not just, you know, what does it mean, poka pigula? It doesn't really mean that. It just means yeldu yalu. No. Poka pigula means since it lost its status of pigul, hence, im yeldu yalu. That's where you learn the Gemara. No, he's not yoked to the carbon anyway, but he's not chayiv by eating it. Now, says the Chaim, if that's the case, I have a steer in the Rambam. Oh, what's a steer in the Rambam? Says Abchaim, the Rambam in number 4 says, look at number 4, Ches, Kol shepsulei bakoidesh hakoidesh mekabloi. By the way, if you want to look at Zayin, that talks about halacha of olulo yeldu. Aber kochim shalonu, kochim which are overnighted, which were overnight. Uvein shalon adamo, ebose murim, vizevach shot chutz alzor eshnitbo, eshnitzo machshev esazman, machshev esmoke, machshev eshinui. Pigul, or shekibla to name dog domoy. All these things. Afa pishikol elu psulim, im olu l'reishim mizbech, lo yerdu. Psulim, if they go on the mizbech, they stay there, they don't come off. Kol she psulim b'kodesh, hakshkodesh mekabloi. That means anything which psul is in kachim, then the kodesh, which is mizbech, accepts it and you don't take it off. And nevertheless, ukeshem shim olu lo yerdu, kach im yerdu, if they fall off, lo yalu shniyo. Shari psulim heim. Says Rambam, v'moshlo behem ha'oir, but if it started fire, it started burning, afa pisha yeldu, yalo shniyo, v'yashli makirosam. Where does he get it from, the Rambam? Our Gemara. Says Rambam, koimet shen ispagel, umiktsosoi b'oretz, umiktsosoi, moshloi boi ha'oir, yalo kuloi. Where's that from? That's our Gemara. That's halacha of koimet pigul, sh'ol al gabit meach, poka piguloi, insofar, that if it falls down, yeret, even before Moshla ben Azar, but half the kaimut was on the ground, yale, it's all considered one thing, because of poka piguloi. Then when the Rambam says, in Hilchot Pula Mugdoshin, Perig Yutches, the Rambam says, Halacha Chavaluf, read number Chavaluf, Upigul ay noiser ay tome, shehelon l'reisha mizbeach, misha Moshla ha'oyer berubon, poka isuron mehen. Asks of Chaim Briska, what's his question? What does Rambam say over here? Stira, you see the stira, you don't see the stira?
Yeah.
What's the stira? Here the Rambam says, Koimit shemiksav bagel u'miksav seboriz miksav mishlebor yale kuloi. Doesn't say how much has to be burning. And when it comes to poka pigulei mehen, there he says, oh, Berubon poka isuron mehen. Means it has to burn most of it.
So Chaim, where do you get Ruban from anywhere?
Where do you get Ruban from anywhere? That's number one. Where do you get Ruban from anywhere? And number two, as Chaim asks, if he's telling me that they're both the same halacha, which means that the reason why Yeldu is Yalu is because poka piguloi, but it's only poka piguloi if Moshla ben ha'oyer berubon. Like the Rambam says. So if you need Moshla ben Berubon in order to be Poka Piguloi, so why then over here does Rambam not say it? You saw, you hear the question? You weren't here. The Rambam says, the Rambam's in the Halacha, in number 4, in Perek Gimel, the Rambam says that, which is the Ar Gemara, which means if it falls down, the Halacha is Poka Piguloi, Ulas Halacha, then we say Yerdu, even if Yerdu, Yalu. But in Halacha, Yutches, the Rambam says, Upiguloi Noisa Tomei Shehelon Reishim Zech, Mishimashla, or Berubon, Poka Isurun Mehen. So the Rambam says, when it comes to Poka Piguloi, you need Mashla Ben Ha'or Berubon, the Rambam says. So if you need Mashla Ben Ha'or Berubon in order to be Poka Piguloi, and the way the Gemara seems to say, that Yerdu, Yalu, if Koimich and Ispagel and Helal Gamizbeach and part of it falls down is because of Ula's halacha, Poki Pigula Mimenu, So why is Rama not say Moshe ben Ar Berubon? And if you don't need Berubon over here, what it mean has to do with pocket Begulon. Why over here you only pocket Begulon only if it's Moshe Ar Berubon? Yet over here we seem to say even if it's not Moshe Ar Berubon, there's halacha of Yerdu Yalu.
Is this talking about
where? Chaf Aleph talks about, I don't know, pocket Begulon, anything. Anything. What's the difference?
Because if it's one paper, so it's one Eber, then maybe it's Ruben opposed to Memphis, where it's not all together.
It's a Mitzosei, but for sure. So for sure you need Mashla Ba'ar Berubai, I would think. It's a bigger Chiddush, right? That even if it's separate, still we say Yel Diyalu. At least have their Mashla Ben Berubon, not less of a Svara. You saw, you hear the question?
Yeah, but there's two separate halachas.
I know. I know the two separate halachas. Clearly two separate halachas. The Gemara puts them together. And if you say the two separate halachas, why does the Gemara put them together? So you hold, the Gemara doesn't put them together. And there's no problem whatsoever. Okay, got it. The Chaim didn't want to learn like that. So I want to spend a little time on this concept of Pigul, Mishila Sa'ar, Olala Yeret. This is really the introduction to the concept of Aliyah. So the Mishnah Melech actually asked the question on the Rambam, and he said, no, when the Rambam says over here, Miksosan, it means also Rubai. So they both have to be the same. That's the Mishnah Melech says. Because it's the same Sugya. There's one Ula, Om Ula, Kaimit Shehela, Pigul Shehela, Gavizbech, Pocket Pigul, and because of that, Yared Ye Yale. So then, what? How can you suddenly say, here Rubai, here not? Well, what's the shot? Chaim doesn't want to go like that, and he wants to understand the whole concept of first, Ola la Yered, Yered la Yale, Poka Pigulai, what are all these concepts all about? So Chaim starts with the Gemara. It's worthwhile to see the Gemara number 8 and number 8a, because that's really the beginning to the Sugya of Ola la Yered. So the Gemara says in number 8, Gemara is Vachim, Pei Gimel Amal Aleph. Elum Olu la Yerdu, these are the ones that in Olu, they go up and there's Beach la Yerdu, they don't go down. Halon, Hayetze, Atomei, Chutzim Manoi, Chutzim Koimoi, all these psulim, Im'alu, Lo Yerdu. Says the Mishnah at the end, Kishem, Shem'alu, Lo Yerdu, Kachim Yerdu, Lo Yalun. Which is what we did over here till now. That's the Mishnah in Daf Pei Gimel. Says the Gemara, Daf Pei Hemed Beis, Oma Ula, Lo Shalnu, Ela Shalai Moshla Ben Oil. When do I say, Im Yerdu, if it fell down? Lo Yalu, only the fire did not burn in it. Aval Moshla Ben Oil, Yalu. If it's Moshla Ben Oil, it goes back up. So Gemara said like this. Rev Mori Masni Aresha, Rev Chanina Misuri Masni Aseifa. In other words, Rav Mori says it's going on the Resha. Look in Rashi, Aresha, Masni Lada Adula. Aresha, can Amor and Absulun Shalav Yod, Dikton de Masisin Yalu. In other words, the Mishnah says, Kishem Shem Olo Lo Yeldu, Kachem Yeldu Lo Yalu. So the Gemara wants to say that says Ula, that even though im Yeldu Lo Yalu, but if Moshla Ben Oil, and even if Yeldu Yalu, the way we learned the whole time we learned now, which means, even though these are psulim pigul, im Yeldu Lo Yalu, but if Moshla Ben Oil, if it started burning, then even if Yeldu, then back, it's Yalu. That's our ratio. That's what Gemara says in the beginning. Then the Gemara says, Rav Chanina Misura, Masni Aseifa. Rav Chanina Misura learns this halach of Ula, that Mishila Sa'or, Im Yerdu Yalu, is going on the Sefer. What's a Sefer? Vatzomois vahagidim, vahakonayim, vatlofayim, bizman shemichuborim, Yalu, Pershula Yalu, which means, the halach is all these things, right? Im Olu, lo Yerdu, correct? But the bones, and sinews, and horns, and all these things, they should not be on the Mizbech. If they're attached to the meat, they should be on the Mizbech. But if they're not attached to the meat, they should never go on the Mizbech. Says Ula, Lo Shonu, Ela Shalei Moshla Ben Oil. But if Moshla Ben Oil, then in other words, even though those things don't belong in the Mizbech, right? In other words, even if they don't belong in the Mizbech, because they're not supposed to be burnt at all, if they're separated, Pilshu, if they're separated, Lo Yalu, they shouldn't be on top, and if they go on top, they don't stay on top, says Ula, but in Moshla Ben Oil, but if it starts burning, then even the Atzamois, the bones, and the things that are not supposed to be in the Mizbeach, they stay on the Mizbeach. In other words, the Gemara has a question whether bones and sinews at Tzomos and Gidin, if Mashla ben Oil, then they stay on the Mizbeach. That is what the Gemara wants to say. That's what the Chiddush of Ula is. Says Reb Chaim like this. Says Reb Chaim, wait a second. If you're telling me, well, he wants to know, what is the Svara of Olu Lo Yeldu? Look over here, number 7c. Let's read it together. Mashayir Eloi Mebezeh. Dinei lekamon dapeyem ebeis, if ligi trei lishnei bigmore, bat somoi shemoshlo ben oil, bones that have started burning, im yodu, if they went down, madin im yalu im loy, vinei. Bat somoi, by bones, harei pshiti de lekehu shum psul, there's no psul on bones, there's nothing wrong with it, umikomo koim amrinon, and still we say, according to the second pshat in the Gemara, im yodu, if they fell off, and it was Moshe ben Or, Yalu. Vosa, Marei lo shaykh lo ima klal, de pokem mehem dina, she'ene b'chlal bosa, nikrad mekom kamrina, di Yalu. Chaim says, I can prove to you that the reason why if some of the fire started burning in Yeldu is Yalu, cannot be because of pokem piguloi. Why? Because bones, there is no iser to bones. Pigul, you can say, Poka pigula, Ula says, the pigul falls off, and therefore, im yeldu, yalu. I get that. Because no more pigul, so that's the reason to it. Says the Chaim, it doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara talks to the Havah, one side of the Gemara wants to say, bones, there is no iser to bones. And still the Gemara says, that if it's yeldu, yalu, if mashla ben or. So what is that? It's not because something was taken off, it's no more iser, it remains bones. So why im yeldu yalu if Moshe ben Or? Right? Question number one. Chaim says. Question number two. Even if you learn that, okay, that's only in the second Teretz of the Gemara. But the first Teretz of the Gemara that says no, Mishila Sa'ar, the fire started burning it, helps only on the psulim, not on the sefer, not on the bones, it helps on the psulim. So one of those psulim is not pigul. One of the psulim, Chaim says, is, the Mishnah says, that something which is, let me see where it is, one of those psulim is, here's my Gemara, one of those psulim is nishpach doma. What's nishpach doma? What's a psul of nishpach doma? What's a psul of nishpach doma? That no zrika was done to it, correct? So, says B'chaim, so what are you telling me? Poka piguloi? Because it goes on a mizbeach, then suddenly it's cold that a zrika was done to it? Right? You can't say, in other words, if something has a psul, you can say, oh, you know what, it got onto the Mizbeach, that's it, all the psulim fall off, pocket bigulai, I get that. Nishpach Dhamma, what's a psul in Nishpach Dhamma? That no Zrika was done to it. So it goes on the Mizbeach, so suddenly it makes it that the Zrika gets done to it? Of course not. So why there, Yeldu Yalu? The Gemara said, the first case of the Mishnah is talking about all these psulim, not the bones. So why there, Yeldu Yalu? Moshe ben Or. Says Chaim, it must, cannot be that Paka Piguloi is the reason why Yeldu Yalu. Because I can show you three cases in the Mishnah later on that Moshe ben Or and Yeldu Yalu, I by bones, or Nishpach Dhamma, or some other psul, which is not really psul, but nothing was done to it. So why that if it goes on the Mizbeach, do I say Yalu? Cannot be because of Paka Piguloi. Says Chaim, it's a mistake. Uba Kochach, next page. Page number 4. There's a havedin b'fnei atzmai. It's a new halacha. The misha moshla ben or nasu lachmoy shamizbeach v'dinon shiyalu likarev. New halacha. It's not because of poka bigulai. It's because once something goes on mizbeach, it's called lachmoy shamizbeach. In other words, it has a new status. It belongs to the mizbeach. Therefore, dinon likarev has to be brought and continue to be brought in the mizbeach. She says, "Ulefizet zoch biyo b'achdina, etc., etc." Im yodi yalu, ulefizet zoch biyo b'achdina, the chol psulim shlemashal benor im yodi yalu. All the psulim, pigul, if the fire burns it, if it yieldu yalu, im atamu mishum pokem psulim en, valken yalu, ablavoch lo yalu, oidneim afilim lo yipokem psulim, gam kan avedin im yodi yalu mishum denasa lachmishon zbech. And he brings a proof. Clearly, he says, from the case of the Zrika Saddam, Nishpach Domai, where there was no Zrika done, so there clearly there was no Zrika done, and still we say Yeldu Yalu. by Mishila Sa'ar. So it doesn't make it that Azrika was done suddenly. So clearly must be the Svara why Mashla ben Oil im Yel du Yalu. It must be because Nasu Lachma Shamizbeach. That's clear. So they can't argue with that. Seth, you agree with that?
What happens before Mashla?
What do you mean, what happens before Mashla ben Oil? Yeah, but im yeldu yalu, that's a chiddush. Till now, it just im yalu lo yeret. But Moshe ben Or, olu lo yeret, that's all. Not yet lachmo shom mizbeach. Olu lo yeret. The Gemara learns that kol mizbeach can again mizbeach yigdosh. And once it goes up, you don't take it down. Maybe you can even learn. You don't take it down, but it's not an active component of the mizbeach. Just you don't take it down, but it's not that that you can put it there. Yeldu yalu, lo yalu. Yeah.
Right.
Has nothing to do with this. That's exactly what he's saying.
By Mashal Ba'or?
What?
That's only by Mashal Ba'or, or even before Mashal
Ba'or. No, we didn't discuss yet. He said the halacha of Yer de Yalu has nothing to do with Paka Pigula. The halacha, one halacha of why if Mashal Ben Or Yer de Yalu has nothing to do with Paka Pigula, nothing comes off.
That's what
he
said in the beginning, and then he didn't want to say
wait, that. Slow down. Wait. That's what he said. One second, wait. The last one, which one second? Number 7e. Vim Kane. That's what he wants to say. Posh of Lach Moshe Mizbech. Vim Kane. Hare Koshe Sugya Sagamore Shevenu. The Toli Lo Lahachdin and Yel Diyalu Bedino. The Pocket Pigulu Mimenu Vitzrachion. That's going to be his question. He's building the Sugya. He's saying, first of all, to say that Yel Diyalu is because of Pocket Piguloi cannot be. Atzamois. Zvika Saddam, which was never done. So that can be that it goes in Mizbech and there's no Isser. There was no Isser to begin with. So Elamai, it's a new halacha. Lach Moshe Mizbech. After Mishila Sa'ar.
With Zvika Saddam, when did it become Lach Moshe Mizbech?
When it went up on the Mizbech. Got burnt. What?
With Yalu Lawyer?
No, it went up, it started burning, and then it fell down.
So even though there was no dam, it became locked.
Right, 100%.
Even though you shouldn't have put it.
Correct. That's every case of Olu Yeldu. But every case of Olu Yeldu, just to keep it on top. It was up already, you don't take it down. But here the halacha is that Moshe ben Oil, it becomes Lachmai Shal Mizbeach, and then even if it falls down, it already belongs to Mizbeach. But not because of Poka Piguloi. That's what his chiddush is. He says Dover Pasha. That's how he builds from the Sugya. He said, if that's the case, so how do we learn our Gemara? Our Gemara seems to say the one is
because of
Pak Biguloi, that's why im yeldu yalu. Does it make sense? So he said like this. He has two pshatim to answer that. First one, very briskish. Second one, very nice, but not correct. So I don't know which one, so we'll try and figure it out. See, it's like this. Valkeim nira muchach, look how he learns it. 7f. And therefore it seems to be muchach, the behemis. Kol shenase lachmo shel mizbeach, once it becomes lachmo shel mizbeach, lo ichpas lon in poka piguloi im loy. Doesn't make a difference whether poka piguloi or not. Kiim de bechol gavne gamim yered yale. Vahod de toli lo hagemore hach dim yel du yalu bedin hafkas pigol. Eidig Mar says that in yel du yalu is because of poka piguloi. That's his question. Hainu biiko dinam leinyan. To become lachmei shel mizbeach, you need pocket pigula. What does that mean? Mishum, the hod of mishila se'or nasa lachmei shel mizbeach. Why, when something the fire consumes it, does it become lachmei shel mizbeach? Ba'hatso talia milsa. That's only if the mishila se'or does something. The chol mishila se'or sheyesh badin haktore ba'hatso. The only time Mishila Sa'ar is considered Lachma Shal Mizbeach is only if it does something. It's called a Hatzah. It's considered a good Haktara. V'ilav ochi, eina nasa Lachma Shal Mizbeach lal. Ulochi hu dehavidin hafkos pigul linyin achila vidinim yodiyalu chad milsa v'chadinu. Why? Mishum tervay italian badori. They both depend on one and the other. Dim Haktara zu din Haktara v'Hatzah. If it's a good burning, memela de poka piguloi lenin isachila, then it would be strong enough to get rid of the pigul because it's katzas kosher, kachatzas posel, and it's good a gola, good aktara. Umemele gam ken dinasa lachshuv bech dim yored yale. V'mein b'din hatzol in yafkos pigul v'mele dinasa lachshuv bech. Like, you can't get more briskish than that. He said, that's what's written. Finish. Kachatub. He's not saying anything.
He's confusing the cause and the effect.
Why?
Because the Parka Pagilo, we're saying that happened because of the fire. It didn't cause the Lachmo Shalom.
Yeah, no, he says like this.
It was enough of a Lachem that it could be Parka Pagilo.
Since it was, in other words, what type of Mishila Sa'ar can make the halacha of Yerdu Yalu, if it's a Meshila Sa'ar, which would be strong enough to make Paka Pigulai.
But it's not, Paka Pigulo isn't what caused it.
It's not what.
The R that caused it.
I know, but what type of Meshila Sa'ar helps? Only for one, which is Hatzah's Kosher. But by the way, that's the Chiddush of Ula. Because Ula is saying that Kaimetz Pigul Shalak Avizbech Pocket Pigulai. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Pocket Pigulai. Anyway, there's no such thing. So Gemara says, no. Because if you see, Gemara says, if you see that a Haktara of the Kaimetz is a considered Kartsas Kosher, insofar that it's Karvu Matirov, that is considered the Avaidas were done on the Mizbeach, that means it's a good Haktara. If it's a good Haktara, and it therefore would be Paka Pigula, if you want to, take it further. But if it's a good Haktara, says the Gemara, now I know why I'm Yorah Di'aleh.
Again, Paka Pigula is a result.
But the Paka Pigula is not the point. The point is,
it's a way to measure it.
It's a way to measure that the Haktara. Haktara is the final stage of the four Avodas by the Mincha. That's all it's telling me. And therefore, such a Haktara, which technically would be Paka Pigulai, I guess because it's considered a good Haktara, it's a good Haktara, that's what he's saying. I don't fully understand it, don't like it either, but that's his first shot. Then he says something else. Listen to the second shot. Second shot, he wants to say like this. Oigesh Leima, 8. The Gam Ika Din Haktara, the Nasa Lachma Shomuzbeach, Gam Kein Loi Talia Klal, Din Afkos Pigul. Nothing to do with that. Paka Piguloi has nothing to do with Nasa Lachma Shomizbeach. Mishum, the Leini Lachma Shomizbeach, Imach Etzem Meissen Shomishila Soir, Din Haktorebo, Sagi Bezel Amecho Leo Din Lachma Shomizbeach. As long as it's a fire, it makes it Lachma Shomizbeach, and boom, that's it. Lachma Shomizbeach, the loch is Yorad, Yale, Lachma Shomizbeach, burning. Uleini Hafkia Mide Pigul, Binyan Din Dafkaf Torah Maratze. Okay, you for the room, and it's have a hechme vechem and bigel, and then etc. Fine, leave that. Now, 8a. V'hode toli lo hagemore lahachdina. Dim yerdu yalu b'din afkos bigel. Humishum, listen this. The hachdina de koimitz command the mechaber dami. This halacha, that koimitz is considered, what's the chiddush in koimitz? That yerdu yale, but command the mechaber dami. That's considered one thing. That I hear. In other words, really, a piece of meat is one piece of meat, correct? Here, when I put half the kaimitz on the mizbeach and half the kaimitz off the mizbeach, what makes the bottom part, which is off the mizbeach, part of the kaimitz? What?
Well, but it was on the mizbeach.
No, it wasn't. It was, but nothing happened to it. Nothing got burnt with it. I put it on and it fell off. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that not just by a piece of meat is all connected, we say Mishilasar, Yeldu Yalu, but even by Kaimitz, where the Rambam says that I put it on the Mizbeach and the other part falls off, on and fell off, and then I burned the top part, the halacha is Kemanda Mechaber Domi. Says Reb Chaim, what connects the bottom part to the top part? Only the burning of the kaimetz makes it into a kaktara hamaratze, and that connects the bottom to the top. So only because of this fire, which connects the bottom to the top, makes it paka piguloi, because of that, that makes it into one thing, and then im yeldu yalu, because lachma shomizbeach. That's what he's saying. In other words, Lo nemar rak baktom rasim mishum. The din ze nemar al haktorah hamiyuchedes bekoimitz shemiratzes kol hakorban. This halacha is said by haktorah that is miratzes the korban. Al zehu de nemar hilchus azu the koimitz kamad mechabedami. Because the significance of the koimitz is that you burn the whole thing on mizbeach, and by burning the koimitz, the entire korban is called a korban. So therefore, what's the thing that makes the entire carbon or the entire koimitz into the representative of the entire carbon and is meratze the carbon? The haktara, the for burning. That's what he's saying. Mashein ke baktara shein meratze v'zeh koimitz shavah l'sham uktorim d'lo havi kamanda mechaber. So it doesn't mean, it means paka bigula, meaning that it's a good enough fire that's meratze the entire koimitz, and that makes it together kamanda mechaber.
So the answer is, if it was pakapigulo, I could put it back on the fire. So how do I know if it was pakapigulo? If it had a good hot saw, what are we pakapigulo? How do I know I can put it back up if it's a good hot saw?
Correct. All you need, I know. You don't need actually. By the way, that's exactly. By the way, you don't need pakapigulo. By the way, that, he's going to say that's on the Rambam. Pakapigulo, by the way, he's going to say, only happens if most of the thing gets burnt.
Yeah.
Ruboy, that's pakapigulo. But haktorah meratzes, in other words, the fire which joins the both things together, even mitzvahs is good enough. In other, see, don't need pocket pigulai. You don't need pocket pigulai, but you need a haktorah hameratze, a real fire which is going to be a fire for this mincha, which would eventually make pocket pigulai. But why do I need it? I need it because otherwise, the koimitz on the bottom is not connected to the top. Because that's only, Chaim looked at the Gemara, the only missing piece over here, the only piece that's not same as the whole, the rest case of Yael de Yalu, is the fact that the koimitz are not connected. So Chaim, oh, the koimitz not connected, that's what the Gemara means, not pocket piguloi, but a type of fire, amu le koimitz she'elo gamizbech, it's, since it's meratze le piguloi, with pocket pigula, it's a good fire, so therefore, it's all connected. That's how Chaim learns this connection in the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara needs to say both things. How does he answer the Rambam like this? He says the Rambam is talking about two separate things. The Rambam in the first halacha talks about just, in the first halacha he's just talking about the halacha of Yael du Yalu, and what's the halacha over there? The halacha over there says, meets, no, but he's talking about, no. The Rambam over there talking about pocket piguloi, you need actually arrive. And when Rambam talks about, back to the Rambam, this Rambam says this, he says, by the way, just show you the Rambam, the Rambam, because I'll tell you the problem with this, number 9, ulefize harem yushavis heidet of dasa Rambam, sheposak le'inyan im yeldu yalu sagi b'mshila sa'or levad, when it comes to halach of yeldu yalu, what's enough? Just mshila sa'or. Why? Because he yelled to Yalu, it's enough. Just Mishila Sa'ar, you don't need Paka Pigulai. Ulinyan, of course, a Pigulinyan is Achila, being Dafka Shetim Shalai Berubai, given the Shnei Dinim Nifradim Haim, Vachdim Yel to Yalu, Tolib Din Lachmashim is Beach, and therefore, the Rambam divides in two separate cases. One he says, Mashla Berubai, the other one does not. Comes along the Chaznish and says, yeah, very nice. There's one big mistake. What's the big mistake? The Rambam gives an example of Yerdu Yalu, which is the case of Lachma Shamizbeach, and in such a case, the Rambam says, you don't need Mishil Asar Berubai. Which case? The case of Koimetz. And according to Chaim, by Koimetz, you do need the whole thing, Mishil Asar Berubai, because you need to have this Poka Pigulai in order to connect the bottom with the top. So, come on. The Chazanish says, nice shot, it doesn't fit in the Rambam. And the Tzachim, he doesn't understand this of Chaim. In other words, it's a nice shot in the Gemara, but it doesn't quite fit in the Rambam. Maybe I'm missing something, because it doesn't make sense if Chaim would miss such a thing, so maybe I'm not fully understanding it, but that's basically how he explains it to Rambam. So what do we have from all this? The bottom line, what do we have from all this? We have a concept of Ololo Yeret, which is a first stage, which is once it goes up, not yet Mishila Sa'ar, once it goes up, it's a kind of Lachma Shamizbeach, it stays up there. But the real concept of Lachma Shamizbeach only kicks in after Mishila Sa'ar. this concept of lachmas shebeach doesn't mean that the psulim come off. There's a new concept of pokap pigulai, pokap psulai. That's also a halacha. That if it goes on a mizbeach, that the psul comes off. That's a separate halacha. The Rambam passes on somewhere else. You need mishilas or bekulai. But there's another concept of lachmas shebeach, that if you have a little bit of fire, then the halacha is that it becomes lachmas shebeach, and then in such a case, even if it falls down, yalu. So that Seth asked me that question. It is insofar that just you don't take it down, but it's not really lachmas shebeach. No, before Mishil Asar, nothing happens. What happens before Mishil Asar? So what? Just so you don't take it off. No, it just means Ola Lo Yeret. There's no halach over there. There's no lachma shel mizbeach over there. You can't take it down because it's up there. I know. Is that lachma shel mizbeach? Don't know. All I'm saying is the three, we're going to learn it in depth. This whole mizbeach mekadesh in 2 weeks. But it seems to be three stages over here. There's one concept, that's why there's good introduction. The first concept is, Ola Layeret. That's one concept. Then there's another concept, that once it's Mishil HaSa'ar, it's Lachma Shamizbeach. Nothing to do with the fact that the Psul comes off, then even if Yeret, Yale, it belongs to the Mizbeach. It falls off, doesn't make a difference. Yale. Then there's a new halacha, that if it's Mashal Ba'ar Berubai, then, and the B'chaim says really Mashal Bekulai, but Rubai Kekulai, so that's why it's good enough, then it's Poka Psulai. The psul comes off, the pigul comes off, all these halachas happen to it, even the tamei, the basa which is tamei, becomes no more tamei. In other words, Mishil HaSa'ar, bekulai is considered, not lach mishal mizbeach, poka pigulai, poka psulai. All these things is the power of the mizbeach. The mizbeach, there are three things. One is like a passive power, ala layered, you don't take it down. I don't think anything quite happens there. Then comes something we're called Mishil HaSa'ar, and it's such a thing, even if yered yale. And what type of Mishil HaSa'ar? Only Mishil HaSa'ar, which is Merat HaLepigulai, and the Mishil HaSa'ar of Mechabe, the Mincha, all that stuff. But it's the Mishil HaSa'ar, which is Lach Mosham Mizbeach. And then there's the third stage, that if it's completely burnt, or at least Rubai Kekulai, then there's such a thing as the Psul comes off. And that's the third thing of Pulas Halacha of Poka Pigulai. Or all the other Psulim would come off. Those are the three stages of the Mizbeach, which is Mekadesh. What do you mean? It's not tome. It's not anything anymore.
Yeah, because it's ash.
Okay. Berubai. Berubai also. Yeah. Oh, you have you're right. Nothing to do with Mizbeach.
Right.
I'm not sure. It's only because of the Mizbeach, no?
And
Ula's halach is only because Helel Reish Mizbeach Pocket Begulai. Not Stamazoi. If you take a kachem and you burn it, not a Mizbeach, then I know, there's no meal anymore. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a halach in the Mizbeach specifically. And by the way, this is all part of the concept of Mizbeach Mekadesh. We learn from the Gemara, you know, the Mizbeach has the power to do certain things. I think I'm trying to understand, you know, to put my ducks in the right line, what this concept of Mizbeach Mekadesh is and what it does. I think I'm getting it. Slowly we're going to figure it out. When? Even with Mixas?
No.
Well, that's not true. Mixas already, we said.
No, Mixas, you're saying that it's still...
Lachmas,
it doesn't...